With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. Well, we didn't get a chance to say goodbye to our Hastings Raiders girls hockey team as best as we could in our post-game show against the Eastview Lightning on Tuesday night, so we'll do it right here in our sports updates midweek. The Raiders say goodbye to a wonderful senior class. Moving on with graduation will be Jada Hansen, Ariana Claren, Lexi Ramsbacher, Bryn Jorgensen, Caitlin Petrich, Isabel Riches, and McKenna Benson. The Raiders, though, will welcome back a wealth of talent coming back for next year. They'll have a great junior class coming back as seniors, as that junior crew coming into their senior year next year will include Maddie Daly, Ashlyn Endress, Ireland Zaruba, Lauren Scove, Lauren Hubbard, and of course the goaltending tandem, both of Nicole Vanderhaden and Lauren Dubay, who played so wonderful in the Raiders' final game against Eastview, facing 41 shots in that game, stopping 36 of them, just playing one wonderful heading into her senior season as well. The Raiders will also welcome back a bunch of underclassmen in both the 9th and 10th grade level. Freshman Madden Hansen, sophomore Kylie Gruden, versatile sophomore Kiki Raiden, who played both forward and defense for Hastings this year. CeCe Bernard, another sophomore forward who improved by leaps and bounds throughout this year. Michaela Berquist, only a sophomore. Freshman Maddie Schuster also got some time in the playoffs against Eastview, and we will welcome her back into the mix 1 year from now. Overall, the Raiders did play fewer games this season, but won more games than in 2019-20. Last year, the girls went 6-20. This year, the Raiders went 7-12 and probably would have had a few more wins had they had more games on the schedule due to COVID. Arguably, their biggest win of the season, I thought, was their 8-2 victory at home against Matamidi after losing to them 3-2 just weeks prior. Great season, girls. While we feverishly recap the 2020-21 winter sports season here in the Tri-County area, we also know that spring sports will be coming up very soon, and especially across the river in Prescott, where they've already started their contact days before their actual spring practices begin. Early next week on KDWA Radio and in our sports updates, we'll have a season preview interview with Prescott track and field coach Emily Calabrese. As KDWA Sports broke the news on our social media channels on Monday afternoon, heartbreaking news for the Hastings Raiders girls basketball team. After dodging COVID all season long, the Raiders now have been bitten by the virus at the worst time of the year. Unfortunately, the Hastings Raiders girls basketball team had a COVID-positive player on Monday morning, and that means the Raiders' season is over. Hastings had to withdraw from the Section 3-4A girls basketball playoffs, meaning now that Lakeville North will get a bye in their first round game and they will move on to the semifinals. With that said, the Raiders' season is over for 2020-21. In this shortened season, the Raiders were able to play 14 games and go 5-9 overall, with their banner victory, a huge upset win on Friday, March 5th, 56-52 over St. Croix Lutheran right here on KDWA. The Raiders right now are in an obvious state of shock, and we will have more with head coach Scott Adaman when the time is right. With the season now over for the Raiders, they have to say goodbye to a wonderful five-girl senior class that stuck with it the whole way through. Linnea Hansen, a senior guard, Shay Levis, senior point guard, Avery Daly, a senior guard, along with Brooke Jackson, another senior guard, and our center, Hannah Schultz, also a senior graduating. The Raiders, though, will welcome back a wealth of talent from the younger levels, which is some positivity heading into next season. We know right now that doesn't ease the heartbreak of the girls, fans, and coaching staff, but again, the Raiders had a wonderful season here in the 2021 campaign. We will have more with head coach Scotty Adaman of the Hastings Raiders girls basketball team, including a complete 2020-21 season recap, saying goodbye to the seniors, and looking ahead to the 2021-22 season. season. With more on our Hastings youth hockey teams that moved on to the respective regional tournaments, here's Hastings Hockey Association President TJ Johnson.
Our kids have persevered, and when it came down to crunch time, they came out on top. So super excited. Out of those four teams, we had three of them as district champions, and I've been on the board for 6 years. I don't think we've had three district champions in that 6 years. So for it all to come in 1 year is super exciting. And to hear the reports last weekend of games coming in was just a ton of fun. And our first team, you know, the A-Bands were the first district champions. I think Saturday afternoon they clinched it. We've known that we were hosting this regional tournament since probably June or July. We reached out to Minnesota Hockey when we saw that there was potentially an opportunity, and we knew potentially that these guys would have a good season, have a good chance. We wanted to give them the opportunity to play in their home ice. And COVID's going to make it a little interesting this weekend, and they're not going to have quite the home ice advantage where we can pack the place full of Raider fans. But they're still going to be playing on the ice that they've been playing on since they were in termites, and great opportunity to sleep in their own beds and just live their normal lives and just show up and hopefully come win three hockey games. Another district champion was our U15A team. They beat Rosemount last Sunday in the title game, and they qualified. U15B team took second place in their district, but they qualified for regions as well by finishing second. And then last but not least, our U12B team pulled some upsets. They came into the district tournament ranked fifth or sixth in the league standings and ended up winning the district championship.
With four teams still alive in regionals, some of the younger teams' seasons are already over. But it was awesome late last week to have some of the in-house kids honored with an end-of-the-year jamboree at the Hastings Civic Arena. Year in and year out, it's one of the most fun weekends of the year.
Yeah, so we always try to make that a goal, is to have those kids finish on a high note, you know, have some sort of spectacular at the last weekend of their season. And, you know, we bring in a spotlight usually for those little kids, and we introduce them one by one, give them their time to shine, and then they get to play some hockey and eventually get to walk away with a medal and feel good about the way the season finished, and excited to come back for next year. And hopefully that excitement gets them, you know, working on their hockey skills throughout the summer, whatever ways they're going to do that, whether it's in the driveway shooting pucks or finding ice time, you know, just things to get better. And hopefully they're staying active with other sports as well.
As we head into regional playoff weekend here in the Tri-County area for youth hockey, Johnson notes it's been a great hockey season considering all of the odd circumstances throughout 2020-21.
Well, it's just been a great hockey season. All of our parents and players, everybody's been extremely flexible with everything that's kind of changed, and we've had to roll with different things throughout the year, whether it's stopping in the middle of the season, which is unprecedented, and coming back with a whole different set of rules than what we started with. Everybody's just been tremendous, and we're so thankful that everybody's been so cooperative. And, you know, ultimately, it's all about getting the kids on the ice, and appreciate everybody doing that.
This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.